May the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O God. Psalm 67, the psalmist writes, God, be gracious to us and bless us and show us the light of his countenance. His countenance. I would like to compare the rainbow to the countenance, the face of God shining upon us. So imagine, if you will now, a 30-foot rainbow, 30 feet wide, shining on us here from the top Quadra Street windows. We could say, O Spectrum, let us compare thee to the face of God. Is it so lovely and so temperate? If such a spectrum spontaneously bloomed upon us here, we could be close enough to observe its shifting color, the gradient between red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and indigo violet. The technical term for the shift between hues is color progressions. Multiple colors progressing from what appears to be boundary color, singular hues producing unlimited shades of color in relationship. Now, there is your metaphor to begin. I love to let scripture do the talking and sometimes metaphor. In my weekly gig of teaching children in the old cathedral up the road during chapel, I am content to avoid talking about myself by using metaphors. But I have understood the assignment of this beautiful day is different. It is to share my personal experience of being pansexual. So, why the metaphor? Because of a memory of being 10 years old, I was becoming aware of my fluid identity. Standing on my front porch, I watched a rainstorm retreat. The spring afternoon became quiet, the wide sky still, the streets shone. A massive rainbow illuminated miles up in the southwestern sky beamed into the neighborhood park. I ran down the steps into the park to see it up close. But breathless by the park's drenched chain link fence glowing in the new sun, the rainbow was gone. I could not stand at its center and see its colors up close. Summertime, with my cousin, I dressed like Josh Brolin, the oldest Goonie, bound my chest, and walked to borrow the plywood boards from the dirt bikers for our forts. At 11, back at school, a history presentation had me dressing up as my favorite Victorian architect. Hair gelled back, I donned a brown tweed suit jacket and drew a mustache. I had known during first grade what profoundly inspired me and others, for reasons I didn't fully know yet, was a twinkle in the eyes sparked by the courage of a boy who spoke back to the teacher, or sometimes the sparks from a girl like me laughing. Courage drew me, and the ability to laugh at oneself, a way of speaking out, even if it was hard to speak. I found these qualities across the boundaries of boy or girl, in the gradients of a person, when they flowed beyond what others called them and lived into their own name. Somewhere in Minnesota, poets were singing about it with words I couldn't contemplate yet. Here comes Dick, he's wearing a skirt. Here comes Jane, you know she's sporting a chain. She's happy the way she looks, she's happy with her gender. And they love each other so, androgynous. But back then, it was much less anxiety-provoking for a child like me to present themselves as just one color without any variants, pastel blue or pastel pink. Oh, but I was the two together, purple periwinkle. We would sit cross-legged on the braided carpet listening to the teacher, and I wondered if others were not boys and not so much girls, not how our parents dressed us, but just who we were by our name. Our names said more about gender than what the teacher called us. We could nickname ourselves. There were girls who wore clothes that looked like boys, like me. Did they cry when their mom made them wear a dress on picture days too? On other days, they were happy to dance in lace and ribbons. My heart was fluid. Others could think what they want. I knew who I was. When I became an adult, I moved to the big city where I was free to find friends with whom I shared my true identity. Thank God for the besties. My contribution to the wider community was to center and uplift the voice of whoever was the most vulnerable at that moment. When I appeared hetero, this was not me. I was a great ally standing alongside who somehow got it. Because the day I came to elementary school alone in drag, I still remember my heart pounding as I climbed the back concrete steps. That moment meant so much to me. To be seen like this meant to me, to be celebrated like this, to be my particular self, like that specific hue in the rainbow flowing in front of us now, the one I longed to stand inside that day after the rain. Oh, if I could have stood inside that spectrum, I could have seen the colors close up, would have seen the gradients, an infinite progression of hues hovering in slow motion like a flame between flickers, an eternity of diverse luminosities, ever-expanding multiplicities of uniqueness, not singular binary colors, but a multiplicity of hues interconnected with light, materializing in limitless combinations of time and place, relationally offering an unbounded identity to life on Earth, the fluid gender of humanity. There, crimson, tangerine, honey, orange, becoming fire, dandelion, yellow, flowing into a moss chartreuse emerald. Oh, to gaze into this face of God and witness her multiplicity of being. On that morning, dressed as a boy, none of the other kids would acknowledge me. No one said hello when we gathered by the door. My mouth was dry when the bell rang. I climbed the indoor stairs with the others and walked to the teacher's desk, sure I would be in trouble. He looked at me, but he didn't seem to care. So I sat down and I took a deep breath, and when I look at the picture of myself on that day, I am proud. I have hands clasped to the edges of that tweed jacket, clutching it, smiling wide. I knew who I was. So I ask, what hue are you? Is the magenta rouge of blushing flamingo pink in your heart? Or do you flow into a cherry rose garnet red or a noonday indigo azure? Which distinct atmospheric conditions call out your luminosity? The spectrum requires every particular hue to illuminate. There now, indigo violet amethyst birthing a periwinkle mauve. It's an ineffable alteration of colors is impossible to count and unnecessary to count because its hues form a singularity of colors becoming themselves through each other. Years rushed past and I began to understand that depending on which expression of gender I was drawn to at whatever time, I had a privilege with the masses who clung to the ease of seeing life through the binary. I could express a more creative vision, an orbital pearl of understanding of fluid and non-binary being through the subversive act called teaching. I taught kids, certain that they should be free to develop their own identity in their very own time and no one else's. I taught calming skills, breathing to relax the anxious hearts, offering peace as the basis of whatever interpretation they came to. I offered theater as the basis of where they could be just who they were, because there is limitless space in the spectrum, as there can be in the theatrical imagination. Yes, some color progressions are more challenging for us sheepherds to see for the beauty they are. In certain areas of the globe, and even in our country, trans youth and adolescents, gay and lesbian brothers and sisters and siblings are assaulted, dying, and being murdered. And this is why Duane and Murray's Rainbow Haven exists, offering sanctuary to the most vulnerable in our global community, because the most vulnerable must be centered and upheld and supported. They come first. But here and now, I am privileged to speak of my particular experience, because we have finally come to the time and place where it is possible to recognize complexity through the long, hard work of the clergy and the stalwart leadership of our archdeacon and upheld by the steadfast love and work of our leaders here in this community. Here, we work to move beyond binary thinking and to think dynamically. We see the gradients of life, all the hues of existence, not one or the other. Saul and Jonathan, beloved and lovely. In life and death, they were not divided. Through the power of resurrection, we witness the dynamic relationship between life and death, not divided, beyond binaries. We see the face of God intimately in her gleaming countenance, born of our specific time and place that gives unmatchable specificity to each of us, like crimson flowing into orange or turquoise turning before blooming magenta. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the people with equity. God's spectrum is dynamic gender beaming on us now, held in a relationship of hues, themselves boundaried, becoming what they are through one another, equal in particularity, flowing, resting in the light of light, the love of God.